Welcome to the Journey Together podcast with Joshua and Anna Gresham.
Hey, guys, we love you all. What? I thought I'd start out with love.
Oh, there you go.
Just celebrate the love.
Because we are learning to live and love intentionally.
That is what we're talking about this week. I was thinking of the word intentional, okay? Mm-hmm. We like to talk about, of course, what we're going to talk about. And the word intentional just kept popping up. And then, if you know me, I love words. So I immediately looked up the definition of the word intentional. And the definition is done on purpose or deliberate.
You may think that this podcast is for you, but the more I'm hearing my wife describe this, the more I'm realizing it's more for her, I think, because we live by the seat of our pants on a lot of things. We are intentional. Don't get me wrong.
I think we're super intentional.
I think so, yeah, on the larger things of life. But there are definitely a lot of areas in our life that probably need to be examined on a greater measure.
Okay.
Because we live in the seat of our pants.
All right. No, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Are we praying intentionally?
Yes. Well, that's a
okay.
given.
Okay. Are we in the Word of God intentionally?
Okay. Those are huge things.
Sure. But it's a part of living and loving on purpose.
Okay. I just think in my head, I was just thinking like, probably need to be more intentional on all the things.
Why? That's why we're talking about this podcast today.
I know, but like the living part of it.
What's the living part? What are you talking about? I need an example.
It's Robin Williams standing up on a desk and saying, carpe diem. Like we're seizing the day. Like being more intentional.
Do you feel like we squeeze the most out of what life has given us?
Yes, but I guess we could always do more.
Interesting. I did not think you would say that on this podcast.
You think we don't?
No, I feel like that you're very intentional.
I'm very intentional.
I was actually thinking more of you. Like you're hyper intentional on things that you do.
Very intentional.
And you're very purposeful.
Right. I didn't say I need to work on some of these things.
It's me. This is me. Said, oh my gosh. I've been blind this whole time. So we're actually talking about me today, you guys.
Because the seat of our pants. I said you. I did.
All right. Okay. You know what? If I think I'm going to cut my hair, listen.
That's what I'm talking about. Larger things. Obviously, the Bible, the Word of God, our family. Those are big things that we live intentionally about.
I am the
about.
Individual that I'm like, Josh, I'm going to cut my hair. If my hairdresser can't squeeze me in 2 days, then I will cut it myself. That's intentional, though. Okay, no, that's what this comes down to.
What?
Why? Because in this whole thought process of even if I did that, I'm doing it deliberately or on purpose. That's a part of my personality is I like change and I like to change quickly. So in living and loving intentionally, you can either be gentle or harsh, helpful or hurtful, encouraging or discouraging. You can either be quick to act, right, or slow to move. I mean, these are all, you can't say, oh, this is just who I am and this is, no, you are, if you're harsh, you are intentionally or deliberately being harsh.
Yeah.
Unless, I think you got to take ownership of whatever this looks like. Is there a moment that we all need to have wake up calls and there's areas we're blind to in our lives?
Yes.
We cannot say that. But at some point, I think we've got to wake up to our personalities, embrace who we are, but then say, okay, I want to live and love intentionally in a position that pleases God. And this was the scripture that God gave me. So yeah, I guess this podcast is for me, Josh. Thank you, everyone. it's in my favorite, the scripture is out of my favorite book in the Bible, which is the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 10. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. I feel in my own heart, living and loving intentionally, this is the first question that you've got to ask yourself. Am what I'm doing right now, is it pleasing to God? Is my attitude and how I am purposefully living in this deliberate choice, Is it pleasing God?
Okay. I think that you and I both intentionally are aware of those things. Could we be better at it? Absolutely.
Hold on. Aware of what things?
Being the different intentional. Choices?
Right. Being intentional.
Yeah.
On how you treat one another.
I was being silly soft.
Right.
On the seat of the pants type of thing. Let's cut my hair. Let's shave my head. Let's throw all my clothes away. Let's get all new clothes. You've never done that, but you've threatened that a lot. There's a lot of those things that I'm talking about.
Yes. That is me. And I don't get a lot of change. So I like to try to find change.
But change must happen now.
Instantly. Yes.
Right.
It is.
That's what I'm talking about.
That is how I roll.
Intentional, though, what you're saying is interesting. I was on a run today. And I've got like three different running positions. And not like, you know, three different speeds, but like the way that my legs will like stride out. And I was thinking in my head, like one feels more natural, and then the other one somehow doesn't feel more natural, but somehow I find myself running in that position more than the rest of them. It's kind of like a lazy run. Mm. But when I'm cognitive of or aware of the one particular run that is just way more, I think, successful in my speed.
Like productive.
Yes, my pace, all that kind of stuff. Like if I'm thinking about that, then I can run better. And it's interesting. So I think about it with like what you said earlier, with how you're communicating. Are you yelling? Are you softly talking? Like the tone of your voice when you're arguing with your spouse, you know, the aggravation tone, or is it just, let's just talk, let me explain myself. Yeah. I'm not trying to be condescending, I'm not trying to be smart aleck, I'm just wanting to talk. It's like just being aware of those modes that you're in and how they're perceived.
Because living and loving has to go together. Without the love of God, we are not living that Zoe God kind of life.
Yeah.
If you're just living but not choosing to love intentionally, then you're missing out on God's best for your life. And I can picture that cadence of your stride.
Yeah.
Running intentionally with a purposeful stride, your mind has to be engaged to what you're doing.
Yep.
And that's a wonderful example because I feel the same way with gentleness. If my mind is engaged to the fruit of the Spirit, recognizing that the Holy Spirit is producing good fruit, then I'm setting my thoughts on thoughts that are pure, that are holy. Like I'm intentionally saying, hey, I recognize a part of my personality doesn't always come across gentle. Holy Spirit, help me. I want to live intentionally in this way. I need to set my thoughts on heavenly thoughts, right? Same for being an encourager. If you're being helpful, if you're not thinking about helping your spouse or how you can assist a friend or whatever that looks like, then more than likely you're not going to. Or if you're not looking at your home in a way that you think, what can I do to live and love intentionally in my house? More than likely, you're just going to let some things slide,
mm-hmm.
right? This is something where it's a deliberate, on purpose change of thinking. That's repentance. Repentance isn't just, I'm sorry. It's a deliberate, on purpose intentionality to turn the opposite direction and say, Lord, I repent, forgive me, but also, Holy Spirit, I need your help in moving forward in a new direction according to your step and stride,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that's something that is so valuable in our life today because how many of us are just go, moving with the tide, shall we say, right? And before you know it, you're just floating right along, not sure where you're going. And that's a scary place to find yourself in your marriage, in how you parent your kids, right? In the things they're watching. You could just be handing them whatever it is or letting them watch whatever the crap, and I'll use the word crap, they want, because we've been in that part. If my mom's listening, and mom, I'm so
she's
sorry
lost it.
That I just used that, the C word. But when we do that, then we're just like, there's no intentionality or purposeful action towards what we're opening our house to,
mm-hmm.
what we're opening our heart to,
right?
What we're opening our home to.
Yeah, I mean, the Bible continually tells us to not act out in anger, to not be vengeful, to all those types of things. The Bible knows that there's so much sin that is just creeping at your door and for you to be susceptible to. So the habits that you learn, the influences, those things that are around you, you may act like this. And then that's when you realize, why am I doing this? Because we've seen it with our own children. They may be watching something that we're just unaware of, and they start like collecting that. And that is where you've got to be aware
of
it.
Well, and we're trying to train our kids to love each other on purpose, you guys. You know, I mean, like, we have four kids. Them naturally just caring for each other at times. They are, I mean, goodness gracious. Our boys are like bear cubs. They play, they fight, they play, they fight. And we are the ones going, hey, you need to apologize right now. Hey, you're going to go tell your brother that you love him and you're going to give him a hug. This is a part of our intentionality. Hey, we're going to pray. You know that God disciplines me because he loves me. And this is why I'm disciplining you, because I love you. We're now going to pray and ask for his help and move forward. Like, these are all intentional actions to live and love on purpose. And I want my life to have purpose. And it doesn't just fall in your lap, right? I mean, what does that look like for you day in and day out, you feel like, of your points of intentionality?
Well, I think when it's knowing that, like, not that this happens that often, but if you and I are going to have a serious talk, or it's like, I got to talk to Anna about this, then it's kind of like, all right, I want to be aware of is it going to be helpful or hurtful? And how am I going to communicate this? Like, my tone, all of those types of things.
You've already put thought to it before you talk to me, is what you're saying.
Sure, covered in prayer. But that goes even with outside of our marriage. That goes with just anyone. Anyone, of how I'm going to talk to them. If I have to have a serious conversation with anyone in my life, it's like, I want to make sure that my tone is in the right place, meaning my heart is in the right place. Yeah.
And that, okay, 100%. So this, I feel like, it's going to be birthed through prayer. Jesus separated himself to pray and to receive from the Father as he intentionally went out and preached the gospel of the kingdom, healed the sick, right? And he lived and loved in a purposeful action that was all birthed from this place of doing the will of the Father. You guys, if we're not taking authority, Satan's out there to try to come in and steal that purpose, to try to get us to be tossed to and fro in you know, the waves of life, to try to get us to live in strife or to be numb or to live in that distracted era of what's going on, or to be so busy you're not even thinking about it and you're just putting your kids in front of whatever. And I think this is where we say, all right, God, I want to wake up to this. If you were to continue to read in Ephesians 5, I love verse 14. It says, for the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. That first you got to wake up before you rise up. You've got to have that awakening moment of, oh, God, you have more living and loving for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And before I can rise up, I need to wake up to what your word says and what you have for my life. And I need to communicate and have that conversation with you about my marriage, asking, all right, Lord, what can I do on purpose right now to show my spouse that I care, right? What can I do right now to help parent my children in a godly, Christ-like manner? Lord, give me wisdom. Show me where to go. The Lord will direct you and order your steps and number them before you so that you can actually live and love intentionally in a deliberate manner.
Yeah. I think it's not, and on top of that, when you're praying, that if, let's say, it's geared towards, let's get to anyone, really, it's saying, God, reveal this to me. Something there, something's happening that needs to be seen or known. So I think with some of you that have children, maybe there's a food item that the kid doesn't need to be eating anymore because there's something in the food. Maybe it's a television show they're watching. Maybe it's a friend that they're starting to hang out with. So the intentional side of this is being like intentional to ask questions, intentional to see what's going on, maybe intentional to say, hey, let's change some diets. Let's change this out. Let's put this in and see what happens. And trying new things, because you're going to start seeing that all of that stuff affects us. All of it does. So it's being intentional in our living. And even with like too much social media, too much anything time that's digital. So it's like, hey, this week, let's make a pact. We're not going to get on social media this week. We're going to just sit on the front porch this week. We're going to turn off the television this week. It's being intentional, because maybe there's something in there that's taking or stealing your attention away from what needs to be, you know, the purpose of love and living. And we know that if you're not doing it in love, you're doing it in sin. So you got to be really careful that you are operating in the love of God and all that you're doing. And what can take that stuff away? That knowing that you're just unaware of the fact that you're not operating in God's love, because it's just like, this is who I am, you know, this is whatever, and whatever you've covered it with. Right. So that's what I'm thinking. Maybe there's an influence. Maybe there's something that's affecting this, a medicine that you're taking you don't need to be taking. Maybe there's another medicine. Talk to your doctors, change the medication, because something's been off. You know, all of that needs to be more intentional in your living, okay? Being aware of that stuff so that you can make a difference.
All right. We are spending a month of family time. And I told you, I said, I'm going to get off social media for this month. My teenage boys hate when I post things anyway. They're like, why are you putting this on? And I don't know. I think they're funny and I love it and they're my kids and it's just kind of what we do, right? So I said, okay, I am going to get off all social media this month as we go on our adventures and we go on our trips. I don't want to take away from the living and the loving on our children when I just want to be in the moment.
Right.
And I've deleted it off my phones. I do not have multiple phones. I don't know why I said that. Off of my phone, and made a decision to do it on purpose, right? Like, all right, mm-hmm. I'm doing this. And I feel like I had been on social media a good bit. And I thought, oh, I wonder if this will be hard, because I really like watching funny memes and reels. It makes me laugh. And it hasn't been at all. So sometimes we look at this and we're thinking, oh, I don't know, I can't do this. Or how will these people say, you know, get a hold of me? Or what if I miss this? But what if you don't? And what if it's so much easier than what you even realize? And then the fruit of it is being face to face with your spouse or your family and creating a new dynamic. I think we look at the what ifs so much that we never take a step forward. This is the other question I want to ask. What do I need to intentionally give to the Lord? And I put in my personal notes of clearing the clutter, because it's hard to live life and love life in a space filled with clutter. Clutter stresses me out. So what do I need to give intentionally to God right now that will clear out the clutter of my life, so that I can live and love in a deliberate and purposeful manner? And maybe that is taking some social media breaks. Maybe you've been dealing with an anger issue and you need to speak to that mountain in Jesus' name and command it to go. Maybe you need to have just some more one-on-one time with your spouse and you need to have that conversation. I think it's just walking through what you need, and the Holy Spirit will show you that. And then making the change to change.
There you go. Right? I think that's brilliant. Well, listen, again, it's really just picking apart your whole life and take a couple hours in a day and think, all right, how's this aspect of my life? Like, write them down. Create like a tree where you just start doing all of these branches and you realize, okay, what was happening in this in my life at work, in my family, in my relationship with God? Begin to write those things down. Is it, where do you want to see it? And am I operating in love and living intentionally in this, in all those different areas? What is something you want to start working on that you're more intentional with? And then if it's with someone else, involve them in the conversation. Yeah. So that way you can be like, oh, let's work towards this together and let's be more, you know, thoughtful. So I think it's all of those things that, going back to my thought of the illustration of being like completely knowing like how you're running the race.
Yeah.
Knowing the pace that you're setting. Is it a good pace? Is it going to reap harvest? Or are you depleting everything that you've got, you know?
Yeah.
So all of that.
Is it on purpose?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we're purposeful in running our race with the Lord. It's a race of endurance, of perseverance. You're not alone. The Holy Spirit's there to help you and to guide you. So I don't know why we would try to do this without Him when we don't have to. And I love that whole picture. I also think so often many of us want to change things with our health, but then we never put in the purposeful or deliberate action to do it. Like, write out a plan, get an accountability partner, ask the Holy Spirit to be your accountability partner. Like, there's so many pieces to our life that when we look at this and we say, all right, God, you've got a better way. Lord, I want to grow in you. And He's just going to help us do it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't take away the spontaneity of your personality, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always going to be spontaneous. And you love that about me.
I love that about you.
And I think that this is just allowing the Lord to help you grow in who you are right. in Him.
All right. So there you go, guys.
Yeah.
Live and love intentionally.
Purposeful, deliberate, asking the Holy Spirit for help. Write it out. I like that picture.
Yeah.
Make it a tree. Write it out. Run with it.
Do it. All right, guys.
It's good stuff.
So glad. Listen, subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Share it to someone that you know is just needing a pick-me-up. Make it happen. Guys, thanks for listening.
Doing a great job. Love you guys.
All right, bye.